Radio Caroline, on behalf of its listeners, is appealing to the Lords to reject, or at worst amend this bill, which will hand British radio into the sole monopoly of the BBC. We now call on you to support us in this move. Their lordships need to be shown that free radio means something very real to millions of people in this country. So, write to them. Tell them. Write today to Lord Sorensen, Lord Denham, Lord Strabogi, Lord Strange, or any other lord you care to choose, or write simply to their lordships, the House of Lords, Westminster, London, SW1. That's their lordships, the House of Lords, Westminster, London, SW1. And write today. Write also to your local paper. Telephone your local paper. If you live in London, bombard your national paper, your favorite daily or evening one, with letters and telephone calls. With enough voices raised now, loud and in unison, there may yet be some hope. Remember, we are not fighting to remain pirates. We are fighting for free radio in Britain, for an alternative to the BBC, for licensed commercial radio stations operated from shore, professionally and properly, offering the sort of station you want and the type of music you like. We are fighting for the right to choose in radio as in anything else.
Thank you very much indeed, Jerry. And that's it. It's a very true thing. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for just free radio, not just pirate radio, free radio, your kind of radio. So do help. Back to the countdown we go for the number 48 sounds this week. Mr. Otis Redding reviving a Beatles number. Babe, She Was a Day Tripper, yeah. Mr. Otis Redding there, 48 in the countdown of sound, and Day Tripper.
Belito crepe mist stockings. Free me from wrinkles forever. Belito crepe mist. I must remember that name.
20 minutes past 12 o'clock. Stand by for news at 12:30 with Jerry Burke. Right now it's over to the Island record label for Joyce Bond. Gonna teach us how to do the teasing.
Take it easy, do the teasing, take it easy. Let's
do the teasing. Oh yeah. Take your time now. Take it easy. It's so easy. Let's do the teasing. All right. More music, music. More often, more. I'm Diamond Radio. This is not just
new. Yes, 259 Radio Caroline South, 23 and a half minutes after 12 on a Sunday afternoon on the Caroline Countdown Show. We're bringing you all the countdown sounds, plus, of course, new sounds that may be coming into the chart soon. And we'll be back in just a moment with Arthur Conley and Sweet Soul Music. You'd naturally call Caroline a switched-on station, so along with Trend Magazine, we're offering you three switched-on dresses and a trouser suit. This week's pick of the Popsters. Tune in with wild colors like orange drop, scarlet, deep maroon, lemon, and lilac, and you really swing. Remember, this week there's a cutaway dress, tent dress, shift, and trouser suit. Choose one or all. So get this issue of Trend Magazine to see how to order the Caroline Trend dresses. Trend and Radio Caroline are beaming beauty again this week.
Radio, go, go.
Number 44 on the countdown.
Do you like good music? Ah, that sweet soul music. Just as long as it's swinging.
Bit of Sweet Soul Music, number 44 this week on the Countdown of Sound, and that is from, of course, Mr. Arthur Conley, which is coming for the first time at that particular position this week.
Johnny Walker.
He's on.
Well, that'll be tonight at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 12. It's the Johnny Walker Show from Radio Caroline South, Sunday night, and I shall be sitting in for Johnny. So if you can possibly join me there between 9 and 12, I'll be very, very pleased to have your company. I really will.
Will you give us a tropical heart?
A drop of the hard stuff. A fabulous first LP featuring those five fun-filled Irishmen who have the whole world singing. That's right, the Dubliners and Seven Drunken Nights. The song that stormed into the top ten and started the Irish pop revolution. Now here the Dubliners get back on the firing line with 14 more musical missiles. Songs of fun like the Galway Races. And songs of sadness, well, almost.
Now this lonely dark north city would put many in the jig. This salad isn't pretty, and it isn't very big. Should I long ago have left the place if I had only got a me couple of sticks of jelly good night of me only garden.
And then they sing songs of everyday life, like the Black Velvet Band.
I'm a free-born man of traveling people. Got no fixed abode, with no man's eye numbered. Country lanes and
the Dubliners. Everyone belongs to their special brand of music. The winner, the loser, the rich and the poor, the good and also the bad. Get your bottle, copy of A Drop of the Hard Stuff and join in the pop revolution. No disc collection should be without it. So remember, next time you go to your local record bar, order your copy of The Dubliners and A Drop of the Hard Stuff. Another great record from Major Minor.
Thank you very much indeed, sir.
Yes, Tommy Vance there.
And all about the Dubliners' first LP, Child Drop the Hard. So, right now, I'd better get me jingle in. Yeah, I've got to have me jingle in, or it's no good, is it? Anyway, the time right now on your number one station is 12:30 news time.
The Common Market. The Cabinet meets at Checkers.
From around the nation and around the world, this is the news.
The Common Market. The Cabinet is having what's expected to be an all-day meeting today at Chequers. This is the last of a series of meetings held through the week to discuss British entry into the Common Market. No firm decision on whether or not to apply for entry is expected to be taken today. It's thought there'll be at least one more Cabinet meeting at No. 10 Downing Street, possibly next week, before the final decision is made. Rhodesia. Rhodesia will not declare itself a republic for at least 6 months. This is announced in a Salisbury newspaper interview with Premier Ian Smith. Mr. Smith said the commission set up to advise on a new constitution for the country would not complete its work until October at the earliest. Unless something unforeseen happened in the meantime, he said, he did not contemplate declaring a republic before that. The unions. The government has been charged with losing its common touch by the president of the shop workers union, Mr. Haynes. He said it has lost it by delivering too many schoolmarm-type lectures. Ministers, from Mr. Wilson downwards, he said, should go out into the country to argue and talk with their supporters. Mr. Haynes was speaking at the union's conference in Blackpool. America. President Johnson has finally given the okay for America to build two prototypes of her supersonic airliner to rival the Concorde and the Russian Tupolev 144. She'll make her first flight, it's hoped, by the end of 1970, but is not expected to be in service until 1974, considerably behind the Concorde, which is due to be in commercial service by 1971. Astronomy. Britain and Australia are to join in building the second biggest optical telescope in the world. It'll cost about £4.5 million and will be built at Pining Spring in New South Wales. It'll enable astronomers to search the southern skies, which are invisible to other big telescopes in the northern hemisphere. Cuba. Cuban Premier Fidel Castro has announced that Cuba is to abolish what he calls intel private property.
This apparently means that Cuba will publish technical books from all over the world without paying royalties. The dry weather with good sunny periods will continue through this afternoon in southern parts of the country. Mm-hmm. The cloud and rain, which spread into northern districts during the morning, is now moving south, mm-hmm. and will probably cover most areas by evening. Mm-hmm. The rain will be followed by brighter weather, which will reach most places by midnight. Mm-hmm. It'll continue warm, oh. and the outlook for tomorrow and Tuesday, sunny periods and showers in most areas, with the temperature falling a bit. Currently on Caroline, the temperature reading 13 degrees centigrade, 56 Fahrenheit. Oh. Our next news will be at 1:30, reporting Jerry Burke.
It happens every time. Whenever I'm with my time, tripping off love, tripping off love, and it feels so good. I'm under the influence of love, and I can't live without it.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Countdown Show. 25 minutes before one, that was just Felice Taylor there. Next record on the turntable will be the Bee Gees and the New York Mining Disaster 1941. But first of all, let's have Bill Hearn along to talk to you girls about wigs.
Pretty, pretty, oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and gay.
Radio Caroline is making a sensational wig offer to all the girls that want to have the latest swinginest London hairstyle, the short, curly, Greek goddess look. Just like all the model girls are wearing now. And created by a top Mayfair hairstylist. Just for you. The price of this fabulous wig is only 9 guineas. It can be yours by sending money order and choice of color to Wig Offer, 42 Albemarle Street, London, West 1.
Minutes before one, another chart extra for you on the GUM record label. These are the Outer Limits. They're pleading. Come on, girl, give me one more chance. Yeah.
Just one more chance is all I need to ease my troubled mind.
Just one more chance. The Outer Limits for you on the DLM record label. 18 minutes before 1 o'clock is the time on your number one station.
Girls, don't use just any shampoo for fair hair. Use the shampoo made specially for you. Go Stay Blonde, the one shampoo that keeps fair hair naturally fair. There's no bleach in Stay Blonde. It's so good for fair hair, you use it as often as you like. Stay fair. Go Stay Blonde.
Yes, indeed, folks. Thank you. It is number one because we bring you all sorts of sounds for 24 hours a day, your kind of music. And I must tell you, listen very, very carefully. Those of you who today maybe will be sitting at home and thinking of what can we do on Sunday, well, let me tell you, next Sunday, that's May the 7th only, just for the one day, there is going to be an absolute riot going on, and we want you to join in. Or do you fancy joining in on a Sunday afternoon, having a good time? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. We're hoping for the results of splendid teamwork at the charity football match when we, Radio Caroline, play the Ajax 11 at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. on the 7th of May. That's next Sunday at the South Liverpool ground, Garston. So if you live in or near that area, even if you don't live near the area, it's worth coming down because it's going to be a real laugh, believe you me. It's going to be a great day with all the Caroline boys, Tony Prince, Jerry King, myself, Kiefers, Tom Edwards playing, and we'll have world-famed George McCabe of Sheffield, who's refereeing the match. Sports writers Norman Wynne of The People and Don Evans from the News of the World will be there too. And Radio Caroline plays the Ajax 11 at the South Liverpool football ground, Garston, commencing 3 p.m. Sunday next. That's Sunday the 7th of May. And the most important part about this is, of course, that we're having lots of fun and you're going to have a ball watching the football game. And that's not a pun, believe you me, have a ball. But anyway, you will have a good time watching it because particularly it's in aid of two very worthy charities, the Liverpool Jewish Youth Club and CARE. So support them and see Caroline play the Ajax 11. Don't forget, it's going to be a big riot next Sunday All right, at the South Liverpool Ground, Garston, at 3 p.m. So if you can possibly come along, do come, and I can promise you a real laugh of an afternoon. And by the way, an official invitation has been sent to Harold Wilson. 1:35, 39 on the countdown. I found another hit for the Island record label. These are the Guns of Navarone by the Scatterlights.
Five.
Yes. On the Island record label there, that's a very groove record indeed by the Scatterlights called The Guns of Navarone.
Well, Homer is a new cigar with a built-in holder. A real cigar with a built-in holder. A mild